This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in hour two of the KE Report. We are in KER politics. As you're going to hear numerous times in this 1 hour program, we are devoting the entire KER politics section to a newspaper that I have all the time in the world for. It's called the Epoch Times. Josh Phillips, senior political reporter for the Epoch Times, has been on the show a number of times. He's back on today. Valentin Schmidt, business editor, is also on our show on a frequent basis. I've learned quite a bit about the time, but now I am talking with the horse's mouth, for lack of better terms, Stephen Gregory. Stephen is the editor-in-chief of the Epoch Times. Stephen, let's start out. Give me a little bit about your background.
Sure, Al. I was a PhD student at the University of Chicago specializing in political philosophy. And I also taught in the university's extension there, teaching Greek books, philosophy, history, and literature. And I administered a couple of academic centers that specialized in political philosophy. In 2004, we started the English language Epoch Times, and I made a big career shift. I shifted from what had been a career track to be in academics to becoming a full-time journalist. And I've been with the Epoch Times since. So that's just a little bit about the path I've taken to where we are today.
What I'm really interested in, Stephen, more than almost anything else, is I will remind the listeners later on during this segment, I subscribe to the Epoch Times, and I like it a lot. And I have a reason for saying that, which I'll get into probably later. But the Epoch Times has a very interesting philosophy, and you are not allowed to be distributed to mainland China. You've got over 11 million subscribers around the world, and yet mainland China will not let you distribute the written version of your paper. Why is that? I find the answer that you're about to give to be absolutely fascinating, sir.
Well, let me start with how our paper began. We began in the summer of 2000 as a Chinese language website, and it was founded by Chinese Americans living in the West. These individuals had come to appreciate how crucial a free press is to a society. Living in China before they came to the United States, they had experienced tyranny and persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. And they founded this fledgling website in 2000 to bring the benefits of a free press to a people that did not have it. And they wanted to give the Chinese people the advantage of honest, independent reporting. And they wanted to help the Chinese people understand, frankly, the evil of the Chinese Communist Party. The human rights abuses and the violence and lies that the Chinese Communist Party used to rule China. Now, naturally, if your editorial content is meant to help the Chinese people understand better what role the Chinese Communist Party is playing, you're not going to be invited to distribute your paper in China. We are read on a daily basis by people in China through our website, but the hard copy of the paper, as you say, is not distributed there. And when we first started, we paid heavily for this editorial mission. We had, in the fall of 2000, we had several dozen of our staff arrested. Some of them served 10 and 11 years in prison and were tortured brutally. So this is a mission that we have paid a price for to develop. And our English language paper started in 2004. And I would say that we have in our DNA as an English language paper a few key things that we've inherited from this, from the Chinese language version, which is that we're fiercely independent. If you have the psychological toughness to be able to publish independently of the Chinese Communist Party, then you are pretty independent minded. So we're very independent, and we have some of the best coverage of China of anyone in the West. I would say the best coverage of the political developments of China. And we have a critique of the of communism, which we think is very important for people in the West. We think that the effect of communism today on societies in the West is poorly understood. And so one of the things we're trying to do with our editorial content is help people better understand the role communism is playing right now in our societies today. So I hope that's a helpful summary.
Well, you know, it really is. Now, I find it interesting. I don't find it particularly astonishing that the Chinese government, mainland Chinese government, want to stress that, really doesn't want to have a free press in their country, because their people are, as I understand it from an awful lot of good sources that I have, that people are very much controlled over there. I think that control may be diminishing a little bit right now, but I'm not really sure about that. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I think that our newspaper has played an important role on helping diminish the control that the Communist Party has over the press in China. And that is through helping publicize the most effective software for getting around the Great Firewall in China.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese regime has developed the most extensive censorship system, which is is meant to be able to block anything from the internet on the West that they don't want the Chinese people to read. And we've been able to publicize what's called a virtual private network, FreeGate, which is the most effective way. It's very simple, and it enables Chinese people to be able to read the internet outside of China. So I'd say that we have done more than anyone else to help improve press freedom in China. Now, has press freedom officially improved? That's a complicated question. There's certain kinds of things that are covered now in China by the official press that wouldn't have been possible a few decades ago. But it's also the case that they're covered in a more sophisticated way, so that readers in China think that they're getting honest news, because they're given, you know, little tidbits that are critical of the regime, and they're given more information than they were given before. But it's just a fancier version of the same old game of fooling the Chinese people. The appearance of a free press, I think, is mostly that. That the press is still manipulated by the regime to control what the Chinese people know.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's probably very, very true. Having said that, to Stephen, I want to say that we really enjoy having many members of your staff on our show on a regular basis. Josh Phillip, who happens to be following you and Charlotte here today, is a very valuable contributor in terms of political insight. Valentin Schmidt is very valuable to us in terms of a contributor to regarding business issues. I find Charlotte's, who's going to be following us up here, I find her take on illegal immigration in the United States to be fascinating. I want to get you on the show more often, because we do want to highlight what your very great publication is doing. Mr. Stephen Gregory, editor-in-chief of the Epoch Times, my friend, you are in charge of a great newspaper. Please, I have to ask you, keep up the good work. Unbiased reporting, purely and simply, is a bulwark of our nation, and you guys are doing a great job. We're going to be right back with Charlotte Cuthbertson, affiliated with the Epoch Times, going to be talking about illegal immigration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today. Or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to another show about the Epoch Times from its editor-in-chief, Stephen Gregory. Let me just say, Stephen is a very interesting man, and his paper is a very, very interesting paper. I would encourage all of our listeners to simply take a look and see what you think about it. Okay, Stephen had a lot of very positive things to say about one of the associates at the Epoch Times. Her name is Charlotte Cuthbertson. Charlotte is writing some articles, which I started reading about a week ago, and then again finished it up this week, about what's going on with illegal immigration in the United States. There are some very negative aspects of this. Long Island seems to be the epicenter of it, but it's going on throughout the United States and is doing nothing but causing problems for American citizens and for an awful lot of illegal aliens. Charlotte, tell us about it.
Hi. Yes. Well, the major problems as far as the MS-13 gang, it started in the 1980s in Los Angeles when there was a civil war in El Salvador and a lot of people from there escaped and landed in L.A. They sort of grouped together, formed MS-13 to go against the Mexican gangs. And things sort of got bad. They sort of stayed in the West Coast for a while. But recently, and it's coincided with this huge influx of young people called unaccompanied minors, under 18-year-olds who come in without a parent or guardian, mostly from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. And these young kids came up. In the last 3.5 years, there have been 200,000 of them crossing the southern border and placed into communities around the U.S. And, of course, MS-13 in El Salvador has used that as a recruiting pipeline for MS-13. So these young kids, if they don't already belong to MS-13 from being in one of these three countries, Central American countries, they now become the prime targets for recruitment because they're displaced. They are in a new place where they may not even speak they don't speak English a lot of the time. They're very new. They might be staying with people they don't even know or distant relatives they've never met. And so they become these targets for recruitment.
You know, it's interesting, but the general opinion in the United States about illegal immigration is, you know, using the rationale of the historical definition of America, melting pot of nations, et cetera, they just say, you know, how can you turn people away? Well, fact of the matter is, as most of our listeners are aware, illegal immigration is just that. It is illegal. And we have a situation in our country right now where you really can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. There's no question about that, as my friend, former Congressman Brian Baird, had to say. So basically, something has to be done, and what really has to be done is simply identification of all the folks in the country already. That's the only way that they can benefit legally from our society, and that's the only way that we can help them. But when you have elements that are, in my opinion, disruptive to American society, I think they have to be treated just exactly the same way as other elements in our society who are disruptive. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. And I think, you know, nobody disagrees that a lot of these people coming in seeking asylum have legitimate claims. But in the Obama era, when immigration enforcement was very lax, of course, bad elements use that. And so there was a huge influx of people who were abusing that system. And I think Homeland Security has said that about 60% of these unaccompanied minors that have come in are not eligible for that unaccompanied minor status. So you're going to get people that abuse the system. And so, you know, all the way through this unaccompanied minor system, there are huge gaps in regulation and people getting through the system.
Charlotte, just out of curiosity now, the thing that drew my attention to your articles in the last weekend's mail edition was the turmoil that's going on as a result of these folks, specifically on Long Island. I know it exists in other parts of the country, but the situation in Long Island is really kind of terrifying to me. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So there's two counties, Suffolk County and Nassau County, both on Long Island. And in the last few years, the violence from MS-13 has just escalated in tandem with the placement of these unaccompanied minors. And I think two of the most significant incidents that have gained national attention was the murder of two young girls last September, 16 and 15 years old, two teenagers at the local high school. They were out walking at night, and one of them had run-ins at school with MS-13 gang members. And these gang members on that particular night were cruising around in their car and found the girls walking. And so they called their leader to get authorization to kill them. They got the authorization. And MS-13 has a particularly brutal style. They use machetes and baseball bats a lot. They're not just the usual gun-toting criminals. And so it's extremely traumatic for the community. And then just in April this year, there were four young men slaughtered in a park, I think a couple of miles away from where those girls were found. So there's been some incredibly brutal crimes going on linked to MS-13 for a long time now. It's been getting worse in the last few years as well. The Suffolk County Police, I think, said there were 450 known MS-13 gang members in the county, and I imagine it's similar for Nassau County.
Charlotte, we're down to about 1 minute here, so I'm going to ask you one question. Are they on record as making any kind of statement as to the reasoning behind their brutal criminal activity?
MS-13 isn't, but Homeland Security Investigations, Department of Justice are saying that it's brutality for brutality's sake. It's not because they're trying to protect the criminal enterprise like other traditional gangs do. Most of their money comes through extortion and prostitution, but the brutality is just for the sake of it.
You know, that's absolutely terrifying to me. There is another argument against illegal immigration, or let's put it this way. If you don't want to call it illegal immigration, let's call it uncontrolled immigration. Uncontrolled immigration is not a good idea. And Charlotte, your story gave us an excellent, excellent rationale behind that statement. Thanks so much, Charlotte.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with our special KER Political Edition this weekend. We are devoting the entire KER Politics segment to a paper that I like very much. It's called The Epoch Times. Now that you know from Charlotte what The Epoch Times is all about, let me just say that I subscribe to the mail version of The Epoch Times, and I find it to be an incredibly efficient way to read the news. Having said that, I got Joshua Philip on the line with us right now. He is the senior political analyst for the Epoch Times. You know, some big stuff going on with President Trump in Eastern Europe, specifically with what's going on in Poland. What I guess I should say had gone on in Poland. I have to say I'm pretty impressed with the way that President Trump is handling himself and the way he represents our nation. How about you, Josh?
Very much so. I think that the significance of Trump working with these Central European countries can't be overstated.
In what sense do you mean that? Let's elaborate for me.
Right. Well, quite. There are several dimensions to it, I would say. To understand this, we need to go a little bit into history, if you don't mind.
No.
And so a couple different elements at play. Okay, so first off, a lot of the Central European countries have swung right. It's because that they, they oppose communism. In Poland, I've heard that even a lot of the communist memorabilia stuff has been, you know, torn down, and, you know, monuments have been torn down. People really oppose. They understand what these ideologies did to their countries, and so they oppose it. And I think they see a lot of the same things currently at play in the European Union. They can't escape from it. And they also see Russia taking more of an authoritarian turn, I think, and they also don't want to be part of that. They're caught in the middle of these two powers, and there's not a whole lot they can do. One of the reasons there's not – well, there are two reasons they can't do a whole lot. One is that they don't have missile defense systems or the proper defense systems, notably because in 2009 Obama canceled those deals. And also because they're still reliant on Russia for energy. Russia is one of the main suppliers of gas and oil for a lot of Europe. And notably, when it seized Crimea from Ukraine, it also seized a lot of the coal fields. These countries are reliant on Russia. They really can't break away from it. And they also can't break away from the EU necessarily either. They're trapped. And you'll notice if you read what Trump said during his meetings, right, he's talking about backing the 3Cs initiative, right? He attended the 3Cs initiative summit. This is basically a new coalition of the Central European, Baltic, and Western Baltic states, right? So Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, you know, Hungary, et cetera. One of the main things he said is that so the U.S. just shipped apparently the first or gave the first shipment of liquefied natural gas to Poland, right? They received their first one last month, first or second, just I'm not going to correct on that. This is significant. Trump talked a lot about a lot of his speech. If you go on the White House website, you can read the transcript. A lot of his speech was about breaking this region free from coercive energy control. You know, basically that they are reliant on foreign energy, and this reliance is being used to coerce and influence their governments. He doesn't say that directly, but he does say coercive, you know, energy controls, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about, you know, making the United States a major exporter of energy, you know, resources. And this is also, I think, has to do with us pulling out of the Paris, you know, the whole Paris Agreement and these things. And it's going to benefit these countries as well, you know.
Explain to our listeners, if you would, how pulling out of the Paris talks, the environmental talks, et cetera, how that's going to help us to become an energy exporter and help the Eastern European countries that we're talking about right now.
Right. So I would step back one notch and just mention that, you know, of course, people are worried about global warming. I won't get into, you know, the arguments around that. What I will see is the whole Paris Agreement would not do anything or would not do much to solve global warming. If you look at the actual numbers, I mean, it's almost no impact. And the reason is it placed restrictions on the United States. It did not place restrictions on a lot of the other key violators like China and Russia. What this would have done is just placed more restrictions on U.S. energy while allowing other countries to basically seize the markets. This would have not done, I mean, really anything, in my opinion, to fix any of the whole global warming, you know, issues, right? Whether you believe in it or not, it would have very little impact.
Mm-hmm.
What it would have impacted is the business. It would have strangled U.S. energy business and given those business opportunities to other countries, mainly Russia and China. The agreement, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, was more in line to cause a decline, I would say, in U.S. influence over the world. You know, if you go back and read about
I could just interrupt you for a second. I just want to say that's a very interesting take on it. I have kind of felt that way, you know, since day one, I find your validation of my opinion to be somewhat gratifying. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. I mean, you have to understand that these are globalists, right? They do not. Obama recently warned Americans on July 4th to not be taken too much by patriotism, you know. They don't want you to have national identity. They don't want you to be. They don't want you to feel proud of what you are or who you are, what country you're from. They want you to view yourself as a global citizen. This is why in Germany, you know, they don't want you waving German flags. This is why they're afraid of this whole populism rise. They have this idea of that the good thing for you is to view yourself as a global citizen, and there should be open borders, and everyone should get along. And part of this is to, you know, I mean, conspiracy theories aside, is in fact to lower the control of the United States over a lot of the global industries. If you look at the discussions in Europe, for example, over, you know, U.S. dominance in technology, or, you know, internet spaces for that matter, I mean, I don't want to go too deep into this. We can talk all day on this. But if you go back and look at some of the comments they made about U.S. control of, you know, internet properties, right, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the major platforms, Amazon, controlled by the United States, they talked about, it was making it so European countries couldn't compete, right? The European Union couldn't compete. So they were looking for ways to fine or break up or, you know, do other things to punish these companies so as to give European companies more of a room to rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. They're doing the same thing on all fronts. You know, the Paris Agreement, like I said, was to break down, you know, U.S. energy exports. If you look at what they've done in other spaces, you know, I mean, how much of our arms deals are coming from other countries? And we're buying, you know, a lot of our weapons from Belgium and, you know, Nordic countries and stuff. You know, they're dismantling U.S. industry. We're putting our factories in other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
How should I say it? One of my areas of expertise is on industrial warfare. What does this mean? What does it mean if you go to war and you don't have factories, right?
Well,
when you don't have production capacity,
yeah,
right?
If you go to war, you don't have production capacities, you don't have factories, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, you have just a bit more than one or two hands tied behind your back. Got to take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Back in a minute to wrap up KER Politics.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
To wrap up KER Politics, we have a few comments about our former president that we would like to remind you of. 4th of July came around and Barack Obama called on the world to quote-unquote stand up for tolerance, moderation, and respect for others, warning that sectarian politics could lead to chaos and violence. He went on to say, the former U.S. president went on to say that some countries had adopted an aggressive kind of nationalism, an aggressive resentment of minority groups. Well, you know, I have to tell you, number one, I think that's perhaps a little bit inappropriate for the 4th of July. I think that's a speech that probably would have been a lot better off given by a former president of the United States. When he says, you know, you really need to be aware of aggressive nationalism, which I view as being, you know, pride in your country. Mr. Philip, Josh, what do you think about all of this?
Right. I'd say two perspectives. These progressives, they use modes of speech that don't always mean what they appear on the surface. They'll say things that seem very, you know, friendly and well-meaning and benevolent, right? So aggressive nationalism. Who would not be against aggressive nationalism? That immediately conjures images of, you know, people lining up in front of Hitler, right? Mm-hmm. Aggressive nationalism. Who wouldn't be against, you know, aggressive, you know, the aggression element? But what he really means is this new populist rise, people finding again pride in their countries and in their cultures. I would step back and remind everyone that I think this goes to the idea of political correctness and social justice, right? These are moral systems that are not rooted in tradition, not rooted in religion. They are rooted in political objectives. Remember that political correctness was introduced by Mao Zedong, I think, 1957 speech.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of it was if anyone who does not support, you know, my policies is not politically correct. If you want to, you know, you must be politically correct. If you're not politically correct, my regime can purge you. Right? And I think that people have kind of grown up in this environment now where, you know, racism is no longer means racism. It means that you believe in the goodness of your own culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain cultures that are deemed okay to be proud of and certain ones that aren't. Simple as that. If they really believed in, you know, respecting diversity, they would respect borders, they would respect individual cultures, and they would respect people being proud of their cultures, but they don't. They want homogenized culture. They want everyone to mix together, which is the destruction of diversity, right? These things aren't what they appear, you know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. I have to tell you, I have been very, very concerned for a long time about an issue that on the surface would seem to be very simplistic, Josh, and that issue is illegal immigration. You know, I've always looked at illegal immigration purely and simply as being, number one, an illegal activity, period. You know, and if I break the law, I have to pay. If millions of illegal immigrants come into our country, we pay them. There's something about that that's not right. And I have to tell you, I never did support Obama, and I didn't vote for Obama in either 08 or 12 simply because I read his book. I felt after reading his book, The Audacity of Hope, that the progressives, i.e. the Democrats, were simply, and I don't want to say that all Democrats are necessarily progressives. I think they're going to abandon that standard sooner rather than later, because if they don't, they're probably never going to win another major election. But having said that, progressives seem to want to have a totally homogenized, as you use the term, one world society. You know something? I don't know, maybe I'm just an old guy set in his ways, but Josh, I got to tell you, that doesn't smack of anything very good to me. How about you?
Not at all. And I find the entire idea concerning. I mean, think of the long-term effects. I mean, let's just look at mass immigration, right, or
mm-hmm.
illegal immigration.
Sure.
What are the effects of it? We can look at Mexico, right? Of course, you know, a country allows a certain number of immigrants in based on how you can assimilate them to the values of your country. If you do not do that, they come in too large of numbers and they bring in the problems that came with them, because a lot of the problems are culture-based. The corruption in Mexico is culture-based.
You bet.
Right? The poverty comes with them. These are people without jobs. Who supports them? They come here and we support them. And some people would say, oh, well, they can't get welfare. And it's more complicated than that. You know, if they need to go to the hospital, they
yep.
want to have, they get pregnant, they need to have a baby. That's paid for by taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a kid here. The kid is a U.S. citizen. They can then get, you know, welfare on the kid, not them technically. But who pays for this? It starts creating weight on a society, and it also starts making it so that we as a society need to then address it, which is how these new laws come about. But you should also look at it not just based on the country that receives the immigrants, but the country that loses its citizens. We can look at the impact on Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go back and look at some of the original arguments on mass immigration from Mexico, the arguments were not that it was hurting the United States. The arguments were that it was hurting Mexico. And the reason was that you had all their working class men, right? All the laborers, all the fathers, all the men who would be, you know, raising their families. And I mean, really, a lot of the hardworking people were leaving the country. What was left? You had kids grow up without fathers.
Yep.
You had wives grow up without, you know, being raised without husbands around. The men who stayed behind were the lowlifes. I mean, not all of them, of course, but a lot of them were. And look at what happened. The economy in Mexico grew reliant on money being sent back to Mexico, and it became reliant on crime, you know, exporting illegal goods into the United States with the drug cartels.
Mm-hmm.
how do you then break a country that has grown into that kind of culture, become, you know, become entrenched in that kind of state? The whole globalist agenda in the long term will look like this. You'll have certain global pockets of wealthy production cities, right? And then you'll have third world cities. You know, it's not going to create wealth everywhere. It's going to maintain wealthy pockets, but those wealthy pockets are going to be extremely competitive, right?
Yep.
If you look at New York City, mass illegal immigration has caused this. It means there is more competition for jobs. There is more competition for homes, which means that employers can, you know, pay you less money because they can just go to the next guy, right? So there's a whole line of people who need work. They can charge, they can pay you as little as they want because they need, you know, whoever comes next,
mm-hmm.
right? And then also landlords can charge you, you know, as much as they want because there's so much competition for houses. They don't, you know, there's so many people, and then, you know, services, of course, become reliant on it because if you deport however many million people, you know, what would that do with the subway system, for example? You know, the budgeting starts factoring these things in after a few years. It's very hard for a city to break from this, you see?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to say that illegal immigration is a topic that we've discussed numerous times on the program. Listeners know how I feel about it, and I certainly, because of our forum, know how they feel about it. And I just think it is rather amazing that President Obama made the kind of remarks that he made on the 4th of July, you know, the most important holiday for Americans. I don't want to say the most important holiday because it takes away the importance of, say, Easter or Hanukkah for the Jewish folks or Christmas for us, but an incredibly important holiday, you know, and the former president of the United States says, don't get too caught up in patriotism. Well, Josh, I have to say, that makes me very, very sad to hear somebody who will go down in history as being number one, thought of very highly by many Americans. He was elected to two terms, but I think he is hurting himself with many of the comments that he has been making of late. Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.